Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in Amma ba'du fa'audu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Innama ya'muru masajid Allahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir Wa aqama as-salata wa ata az-zakah ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين وعن أنس بن سيرين رضي الله عنه قال سمعت جندب القصري رضي الله عنه يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله فلا يطلبنكم الله من ذمته بشيء فإنه من يطلبه من ذمته بشيء يدركه ثم يكبه على وجهه في نار جهنم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of iman of belief with absolute yaqeen and conviction in Allah Azza wa Jal in His existence in His supreme and perfect qualities and attributes, and that He has absolutely no partner whatsoever, and that everything is only and solely, totally in the control of Allah Azza wa Jal. And alhamdulillah on the ni'mah of being the ummah of our beloved Habib, Sayyiduna Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this deen of Islam that gives us perfect directives for all occasions, under all situations. At present we may have heard about the second wave. Just got a call a little while ago from a friend talking about medical services being overwhelmed in many instances. But for us in our deen, there is great hope. There is directive. The message is absolutely clear-cut from the outset. On the one hand, a person does not go to the level of being fatalistic and merely says that he will forsake all means and say whatever is meant to happen will happen. Taqdeer, that which happens only with the decree and the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and only that will come to pass. But our deen teaches us to adopt the necessary precautionary means within the confines of Shariat, obviously. But after adopting those means, the tawakkul, the trust, the dependency is only on Allah Azza wa Jal. So it is a deen that gives us clear-cut directives for all situations, an imperative that under these circumstances we adopt all means to draw the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just to remind ourselves to forsake haram and sin. One of the causes of difficult situations prevailing is sin, indulgence in haram. So a great opportunity to forsake haram and sin. Resort to abundant istighfar. Istighfar, begging Allah Ta'ala forgiveness for our shortcomings and weaknesses. Acknowledging our shortcomings in the court of Allah. For indeed Allah Ta'ala loves this. And Allah Azza wa Jal is abundantly forgiving and merciful, Rahman, Rahim, Ghafoor. As long as a nation, a community are begging Allah forgiveness, Allah promises, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ Allah will never punish such a nation. Furthermore, abundant sadaqah. For indeed sadaqah very speedily draws the mercy of Allah, cools the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also of great importance is to know that sadaqah, when it is given, it is a means of allaying calamities, difficulties. Furthermore, establishing our link, our ta'alluq with our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increasing in our durood sharif, increasing, bringing alive one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is absolutely precious. It is highly valuable. It is a means of drawing the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So bringing alive the Mubarak mannerisms, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us will have free time, increasing our durood sharif. Read about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. the recitation of the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and aspects of the Mubarak life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something that the ulama of Islam in the past have resorted to at the time of extreme difficulties, at the time of plagues, at the time of imminent attacks by the enemies of Islam. Annihilation was the intention, but this was a potent means of drawing the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. The various du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us for protection. And again here, very, very important that a mu'min never ever becomes despondent, never becomes paranoid, never becomes hopeless in Allah Ta'ala, His power and His mercy. We adopt these means and then we trust ourselves totally unto Allah Azza wa Jal and His supreme, wise and compassionate decision that for a mu'min is only good in every situation. Some of the potent du'as of protection, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned specifically the last three quls, Qul Huwa Allah, Falaq and Nas, a great means of protection, a great means of cure at the same time. So to read these three surahs thrice in the early part of the morning, for example after Fajr and after Maghrib, and after the remaining salahs, Dhuhr, Asr and Isha, to read these three surahs at least once, to read them at night before we sleep, Mubarak habit of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to sit on the bed and raise the Mubarak hands and read these three surahs, blow into those most auspicious and beautiful hands and rub it over the entire Mubarak body and repeat this process three times. Certain du'as, the du'a, if read three times morning and evening, subhanAllah, what an amazing du'a. Bismillahil ladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama' wa huwa sami'ul alim. That I commence this morning or this evening in the name of Allah, that name of Allah Azza wa Jal that is so potent, so powerful. Let us have yaqeen in the promises of Allah Ta'ala. Think about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam being flung in, catapulted into a huge massive fire. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. May Allah is sufficient, the best of helpers. The amazing dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam in darkness upon darkness upon darkness of the night, of the deep ocean, of the belly of the whale. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The amazing words of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, 18 years, a severe illness in which he had lost all his family, all his children and all his belongings. Rabbi anni massani al-dur wa anta arhamur rahimin. The dua of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the night prior to the battle of Badr, 313 ill-equipped against a strong army fully equipped of 1,000. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. We have these treasures of du'as. Read them with yaqeen and place our dependency in Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we find amazingly, so beautifully, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned certain actions when adopted guarantee a person to be in the protection, in the guardianship, in the safety of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just run through them very quickly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person who performs Fajr Salah, another narration has addition in Jama'ah, that person, فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ, that person is in Allah's care, responsibility and protection. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, adopt these means, let it not be that Allah questions you, that you had this chance to be in Allah's guardianship and protection, and you did not avail yourself to that. So punctuality in our Fajr Salah, and to fill the masjid, to keep ourselves linked and attached to the masjid. Another means that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of, amazing. This is the beauty of our deen. Subhanallah. Abu Umama radiallahu anhu once has a new set of clothing and he reads the dua to be read when Allah blesses a person with new clothing. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati, and gives away his own clothing as a sadaqah. He says, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu has narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whomsoever does so when wearing new clothing, read the dua, give the old clothing away as sadaqah. Subhanallah. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم uses three words: فهو في ذمة الله وفي جوار الله وفي كنف الله. That person will remain in Allah's care, protection, and special guardianship. Subhanallah, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says three times: حيًا وميتًا حيًا وميتًا حيًا وميتًا. In life and after death, guaranteed the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we have a very, very potent, a very powerful means with the most virtuous verse of the Quran, Azim, Ayatul Kursi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one who reads Ayatul Kursi after the Farad Salah remains in Allah's care and protection until the next Salah. The next Salah comes, read Ayatul Kursi, again in the protection of Allah Ta'ala till the next Salah. And the one who reads it at night before sleeping, in the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal once again. We find in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions certain actions that guarantees, كَانَ ظَامِنًا عَلَى اللَّهِ. That person is guaranteed to be in Allah's care and protection. The one who strives in the path of Allah for the cause of the deen of Islam is in Allah's care and protection. The one who visits a sick person, that Mubarak action, a time when a person is in need of encouraging words, whoever so does so for Allah's pleasure, obviously within the confines, the directives of Shariat, 70,000 angels make dua for that person for that entire day if one visited in the morning, and if in the evening 70,000 angels make dua for that entire night. Subhanallah, again the house of Allah. The one who comes to the house of Allah is Allah's guest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the one who goes to the masjid for the performance of salah, morning or evening, remains guaranteed in Allah Ta'ala's care and protection. Another final one, that the one who unnecessarily does not intermingle, unnecessarily does not adhere directives, once again avoid unnecessary gatherings, adopt the various means that have been given within the confines of Shariat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person who remains in a state not making ghibat, not backbiting about others, then that person, and very important, our tongue, protection of tongue, make a concerted effort to enjoin family ties. The one who enjoins family ties, subhanallah, what a great promise. Allah gives barakah in that person's sustenance as well as in lifespan. So the one who guards and protects one's tongue from backbiting, ظَامِنًا عَلَى اللَّهِ, in the responsibility, the care, the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. So to summarize, the directive of our deen is very clear. Under these circumstances, firstly, we make dua to Allah for protection, for afiyah. If Allah grants that, we make shukr, a win-win situation. If Allah Azza wa Jal decrees that person with this or other means some difficulty, for a mu'min, as long as that draws a person closer to Allah, it is actually Allah's rahmah. It is Allah Ta'ala's rahmah that a person is cleansed, a person is purified by means of illness, by other forms of difficulties, so much so that that person comes out of the illness completely cleansed and purified for making sabr in that difficulty. And if Allah Ta'ala decrees a person to die, then according to our senior ulama, it is one of the forms of death of shahada. So under every situation, an opportunity, a win-win situation. There is sabr, there is shukr. So once again, an appeal, inshallah, the various directives that are there, let us inshallah adhere to these whenever we are coming to masjid, ensure the protocols, bring along the mask when we're coming to the masjid. As mentioned, avoid unnecessary gatherings. While doing all of this, absolutely yaqeen, trust, tawakkul totally in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal make it a means of the ummah coming closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, a cleansing and elevation of status. And we feel in the pain and difficulty of the ummah in different parts of the world. We beg Allah protection, the Haramain Sharifain, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, etc. Allah Azza wa Jal accept from us all. Humble appeal once again, it, inshallah, the collection, one of the means of drawing the mercy of Allah, spend in the avenues beloved to Allah. And what a great means, the house of Allah Ta'ala, many of our local residents here, let's open up, donate as generously as possible. A love for the house of Allah means love for Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. والله تعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره. فلنتمسك بمساجد الله عز وجل فإنه منبع رحمة الله عز وجل. قال الله عز وجل إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. وعن أنس بن سيرين رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى صلاة الصبح فهو في ذمة الله فلا يطلبنكم الله من ذمته بشيء فإنه من يطلبه يدركه ثم أكبه على وجهه في النار في نار جهنم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم احفظ المسجدين الحرمين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ادفع عنا الوباء والبلاء. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم واصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. استووا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكنن من الخاسرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم ادفع عنا الوباء والبلاء. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدنا وأساتذتنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.